Not taking anything back. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden insisting Monday he was not calling for the ouster of Russia's President Vladimir Putin when he said Saturday in Poland this man cannot remain in power.
The last part of the speech was talking to the Russian people, telling them what we thought. And I was communicating this to not only the Russian people, but the whole world. This is just stating a simple fact that this kind of behavior is totally unacceptable.
The president said his comments were not policy, but a reflection of his own personal moral outrage. Ukrainian and Russian negotiators are meeting in Istanbul, Turkey at this hour. Face-to-face peace talks for the first time in 2 weeks, with President Zelensky suggesting there is room for compromise over the Donbass region. But there are reports the Kremlin is sending in soldiers for hire.
According to British intelligence, Russia is deploying its private military firm to eastern Ukraine. The UK says the Wagner Group is expected to send more than 1,000 mercenaries, including its senior leaders, to undertake combat operations. The group, reputed to be close to President Vladimir Putin, is already suspected of abuses in Mali, Libya, and Syria.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in Lviv. Actor Will Smith has posted an online apology to comedian Chris Rock.
Nearly 24 hours after slapping comedian Chris Rock on the stage of the Academy Awards, actor Will Smith apologized, saying his actions were unacceptable and inexcusable. In the Instagram post, Smith says he reacted emotionally to a joke about his wife Jada's medical condition. In addition to apologizing to Rock, Smith apologized to the Academy, producers of the show, and everyone attending or watching. Saying he's a work in progress, the newly minted Academy Award winner says he regrets his behavior has stained what has been an otherwise gorgeous journey for all of us.
Fox's Rich Dennison. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
With pro athletes and performers getting a pass on New York City's vaccine mandate, some of the city's first responders are now threatening legal action.
The Uniformed Firefighters Association pushing back on what it calls a double standard. After Mayor Eric Adams announced last week, the professional athletes and performers who work in the city are now exempt from vaccine mandates.
You can't have two different sets of rules for different people in the city. You can't have a rule for the elites and a different rule for the employees.
As many as 500 firefighters are at risk of losing their jobs because of their vaccination status. Another 1,400 have already been fired. Mayor Adams has said he won't consider rehiring city employees that have already been fired over their vaccination status.
Fox's Laura Engel. The House Select Committee investigating the events of January 6th, 2021 at the U.S. Capitol has voted unanimously to seek contempt of Congress charges against former Trump advisors Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino. Both have defied congressional subpoenas for their testimony, claiming executive privilege. The full House would have to vote to send the recommendation for charges to the Justice Department. Honors at the Capitol today for the man who'd been known as the Dean of the House.
Alaska Republican Rep. Don Young, the longest-serving member of the House, will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol following his death March 18th at the age of 88. He's only the 37th person to lie in state at the U.S. Capitol and served Alaska as the state's lone representative in Congress since 1973 after winning a special election to replace Democratic Congressman Nick Baggage, who died in a plane crash. Begich's grandson, Nick Begich III, announced a run last fall to replace Young in a seat that will now be decided by another special election in Alaska later this summer. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.